is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A federal judge has heard from the Justice Department and is now hearing from attorneys for the Venezuelan nationals who were deported from the U.S. last week. The judge wants to know if the Trump administration ignored his order blocking those deportations. President Trump says the men were violent gang members.
They're tough people. They're bad people. We don't want them in our country. We can't let a judge say that he wants him. You know, he didn't run for president. He didn't get much more than 80 million votes.
More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This is the front line of a standoff between the administration and the federal courts, and we are going to see how he carries it this afternoon.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyon says agents have rounded up more suspected members of that same Venezuelan gang.
The past 48 hours, ICE, along with our local partners and our other fellow federal agencies, have arrested more than 68 TDA gang members, terrorists, in the United States.
President Trump has announced the next generation of fighter jets.
The president made the announcement in the Oval Office.
The Air Force is going to be awarding the contract for the next generation air dominance platform to Boeing.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was there.
This is a big day for our warfighters. This is a big day for our country.
The F-47 is designed to carry a fleet of drone aircraft. Critics question the cost and necessity of the program, saying the Pentagon has not yet fully produced its current most advanced jet, the F-35, while the F-47 will have many of the same advanced technologies. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Hegseth denied a New York Times report that Elon Musk was at the Pentagon today to get a briefing on a potential war with China.
There was no war plans. There was no Chinese war plans. There was no secret plans. That's not what we were doing at the Pentagon.
Hegseth says Musk was there to talk about innovation and efficiencies. Some places cleaning up after this week's severe weather could get more of it this weekend.
Strong storms, including confirmed tornadoes, caused widespread damage this week from Texas and Oklahoma into the lower Midwest and east to the Carolinas. An EF4 tornado hit the small town of Diaz, Arkansas, southwest of Jonesboro. Diaz Mayor Perry Stegall.
And it's just total destruction. There's trees everywhere, lines down. It was really bad.
The National Weather Service is predicting more severe weather in the mid and deep south this weekend. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Flights have resumed at London's Heathrow Airport after a power outage, but the damage has been done to flight schedules worldwide. Officials say the electrical substation fire that caused the outage appears to be non-suspicious. The airport hopes to get its schedule back to normal tomorrow. At the close on Wall Street, stocks mixed. The Dow down 27 points, the NASDAQ up 86. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Park Panthers proceed in the playoffs. A state title for Park is one win away after a thrilling game this afternoon in Madison. The final was Park 65, Cedarburg 63. We'll have coverage tomorrow of the title game starting at 6. The boys' Park team hasn't won a basketball championship since 1943. Construction in the Lincoln King neighborhood is set to begin in May. The Racine project will feature 33 new townhomes and eventually a $68 million community health center. The initiative aims to transform the area. Go deeper on the development, including where the money is coming from, at RacineCountyEye.com. A late-night police chase in Racine ended with the arrest of two men at gunpoint near Franklin. The chase was brought to an end when spike strips were put out. The Quick Trip at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street in Kenosha has reopened. They recently underwent a lengthy remodel. Racine County is hosting a community open house event at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center on April 16th. The attempt is to showcase the new facility in Caledonia. And the high schoolers are playing in Madison, and some college kids are playing in Milwaukee. The Fiserv Forum hosted an open practice yesterday for March Madness. Games at the Forum today will include teams like North Carolina, Xavier, and Ole Miss. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks drain the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. At one point, Milwaukee led by 35. Kyle Kuzma on what's kept the Bucks together despite losing five of their last eight.
I think our positivity as a group, our communication as we think in that Golden State game and even OKC and the games prior, we kind of get into like a phase where we don't talk as much. We're like locked in. But I think consistently we did a good job of being positive and having a good spirit. I thought that was a good thing.
March Madness, Marquette faces the New Mexico Lobos tonight in Cleveland in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers advance after beating Montana yesterday, 85-66. John Blackwell led with 19 points. Up next, Wisconsin faces BYU tomorrow night at 6:25. And in Madison, the Boys State High School semifinals continue today at the Kohl Center. The state finals are tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy and breezy today, with winds warming us up to mild highs in the mid-50s. But as a front passes through late tonight, it could spark up some spotty showers or a few flurries. And it drags us cooler for tomorrow. Highs will only be in the mid-30s, but there'll be plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
Our friend Robin joins us. And it says here, research shows that the longer men stay away from their spouses, the more attractive those spouses become to them.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, basically.
Yeah.
Like gone like for a couple days or.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't say. It says the longer that they're away from their spouses, the more attractive those spouses become.
Well, I kind of get that. Yeah.
Now they say here's why. They say it's an ancient survival instinct in men that makes them find their spouses more attractive after an absence so that they will be more inclined to breed when they get home.
Oh, okay.
It also says the absence makes men more fertile, sort of nature's way of making up for lost time. However,
There's always a however.
Women do not feel the same way.
We're like, woohoo!
He's gone.
Stay in bed and my jammies. My gosh, was that the Neanderthal poll on that?
Probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No truth to the rumor that I have to spend a few days away from my wife this week.
Oh, well, you'll be so excited when you get home.
Can I get home? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
She won't be,
though.
So will she. No, she won't be. All right, there's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJM.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see? What you doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together. The suspicious mind. And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if a
Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Guess Who, No Time on WRJN. Burton Cummings of the Guess Who is going to be at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee this coming Wednesday. Tickets are on sale now. Well, you know you can go to the WRJN Big Deals tab at WRJN.com and get great deals. But listen to this deal. Leading off the regular baseball season with a fun giveaway, you can register for a chance to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers play the A's on Friday, April 18th. You can register daily. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and enter on the contest page. No purchase necessary. Entries must be received by April 11th. Good luck.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy Egg Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Say that you love me. Say that you love me.
1959, it's the Isley Brothers and Shout on WRJN. You may recall that song was featured in the 1978 movie Animal House with John Belushi. The version in that movie was performed by a fictitious band called Otis Day and the Knights.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life. No time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. I told him I'm in the if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life, I'm alone. And I gotta let her know, just in time before I go. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more. That didn't hurt.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. And when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks and on-site reporting with the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays. See the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Park Panthers proceed in the playoffs. A state title for Park is one win away after a thrilling game this afternoon in Madison. The final was Park 65, Cedarburg 63. We'll have coverage tomorrow of the title game starting at 6. The boys' Park team hasn't won a basketball championship since 1943. A major Racine revitalization effort gets going in May. That's when construction starts in the Lincoln King neighborhood on 33 new townhomes. The project, set for completion in August of 2026, is part of a broader effort to combat blight and poverty in the area. In addition to the townhomes, there's also that $68 million plan for a new community health center there. You can go deeper on the development and learn more at RacineCountyEye.com. A late-night chase last night had Racine police and Racine County Sheriff's deputies working together. Two men were eventually arrested at gunpoint near Franklin Street after leading police on a chase on Lathrop, Taylor, and Washington and several other streets. The chase lasted until spike strips were set out, bringing things to an end. And that Kenosha Quick Trip that's been closed for a long time is back open. The location at the busy Green Bay Road and 52nd Street intersection has reopened their doors after a lengthy remodel. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, but cooler, highs to the upper 30s. On Sunday, the wind picks up and rain moves into the area, a high in the upper 40s. Some snow Sunday night, currently 57 degrees.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. The other day we were talking, you know, after we had the snow last weekend, we were talking the other day about how you and your kids were out playing in the snow.
Yep.
So now start thinking about the warmer weather. When it gets warm, do they like to blow bubbles outside? You know, get the bubble wand and
Well, yeah, they like to. And then I think I'm required to at some point so everybody can chase after them.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So I was reading something about the ideal bubble blowing scenario. And they talked, you know, about the different oils and the different soaps and whatever. But apparently none of that really matters. What really matters to get the best bubbles, you have to do it at 8 miles per hour. You have to blow at 8 miles per hour.
Huh.
That makes the best bubbles.
I guess. 8 mile, huh?
That's what it says. Not nine.
Eminem needs to come out with his own bubble line.
Not seven.
I don't know about no miles per hour, Kurt. I just know that you need a nice firm hand and a steady motion when you're doing a good bubble.
So do you use the wand where you like sway the wand through the air, or do you actually use your mouth and blow?
We typically have like the long cylinder ones you'll typically see in stores a lot. They sell them like a 5-pack. And they have kind of elongated oval-like kind of a wand.
Well, it's
but we have bubble machines too. There's some sort of duck or a unicorn, or I'm not sure what the heck that thing is, but you turn it on and it blows bubbles by itself.
Well, this weekend marks the beginning of spring, the official beginning of spring, so it's time to get out there. Time to get out there with the bubbles.
Yeah, let's go out in Radio Park.
I love it. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Gentle is the rain that falls softly on the meadow. Bird high up in the tree, serenade the flower with their melody. I'll see baby on the hill, the bright colors of the rainbow. Some magic from above, they just stay for us just to fall in love.
to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and Milwaukee Brewers baseball, WRJN. That's right, the Brewers are back this year and trying to three-peat in the National League Central. Our next preseason game is coming up this Sunday afternoon at 3. Brewers baseball is brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire schedule online at WRJN.com. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget DeBrand Fine Chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The following message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now, a local Wisconsin group. Everywhere you turn, someone is trying to get your attention. And the thing that talks loudest and demands the most attention is money. The richest man in the world is using his money to get your attention. And we think that's wrong. So here we are, on your local radio, talking about things we know you care about. Things like the right to bargain for a living wage and benefits. The right to live in a district where your vote will count. And a tax code where everyone pays their fair share, especially billionaires. These things are all potentially at stake in the state Supreme Court election on April the 1st. We don't think that what the richest man in the world wants is necessarily best for us. Don't let him grab your attention and lead you to a decision that may be bad for Wisconsin. In the state Supreme Court race, decide which candidate cares about what is best for us. Make your vote count for Wisconsin on April the 1st.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year.
These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. Down on my knees for you.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. It says here, according to a study, your wounds will heal faster if they occur during the day. I wonder if that's because you stand a better chance of being sober during the day.
Someone told